The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 18th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. People rallied outside of the Bellingham City Hall on Thursday to show support for a city-funded immigrant resource center.
It's a response to a city council vote of 4-3 earlier this week against including the center in the city's budget for the next 2 years. Council members did vote in favor of hiring a facilitator to collect more data and create plans for a center in the future. Sophia Ray is a high school student and member of the city's Immigrant Advisory Board, which has been developing plans for the center. She feels the advisory board is being ignored.
The messaging we're getting is that our stories and our lived experiences don't count as data or as reasonable claims to actually create this center.
Ray says rallygoers delivered a petition with more than 1,000 signatures in support of the Immigrant Resource Center to the mayor's office on Thursday. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
Now to Maine, where experts say the presence of police in full tactical gear and spending hours in school lockdown mode will leave a lasting impression on teens and the staff.
Phone calls claiming an active shooter was on school grounds were reported at 10 high schools across the state. Many students hid for hours while staff members prepared for the worst. Others sent text messages to family members, fearing their lives were in danger. Greg Marley of the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine says the threat was real until it was proven otherwise, and each person affected will have a different reaction.
And based on their previous trauma, their personality, their mental health condition, it could be incredibly traumatic, or it could be just really upsetting.
Marley says it's important to not minimize anyone's experience, even if it was based on a hoax. He says maintaining a healthy diet and exercise, along with proper sleep, are not to be underrated in preventing students from falling into despair. Teens can also text NAMI Maine's crisis hotline at 207-515-8398. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Marley says that parents should reach out to school officials should students remain fearful. He recommends parents and students tour the school together to better understand the safety mechanisms that are in place. Now from CNBC, the Biden administration said in a new court filing that it will ask the Supreme Court to lift an injunction and allow a major student loan debt program to resume. The filing came 3 days after a federal appeals court in St. Louis issued a nationwide injunction temporarily barring the program. CNBC notes the ruling by the appeals court was the latest in a series of legal challenges to Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in student debt for millions of Americans. This is PNS. Today marks the final day of National Education Week, and a Pennsylvania high school teacher is among only 5 educators nationally to receive one of the profession's highest honors. Danielle Smith has our report.
The Horace Mann Award for Teaching Excellence goes to Kevin Gallagher, a high school computer science, math, and statistics teacher at Keystone Oaks High School in Pittsburgh. It comes with a $10,000 award, and Gallagher will be featured in a mini documentary from the National Education Association Foundation. Gallagher has been teaching for 26 years and notes the award recognizes leadership not only within the classroom, but for community involvement.
Typically, the award is for advocacy for the profession. It's advocacy of your students, levels of intelligence, of diversity, gender, race, any equity in the classroom. Also for my contribution to my colleagues too, like professional development that I've provided for them.
Gallagher says he's dedicated to increasing diversity and has worked to eliminate some barriers to learning, such as prerequisites that could otherwise keep students from enrolling in statistics and computer science classes.
And Illinois lawmakers meeting in their annual veto session in Springfield are taking a look at the controversial Safety Act one last time before it goes into effect next year.
Pretrial Fairness Act portion of the measure abolishes the state's cash bail system that critics have called unfair and discriminatory. Democrats, who hold a supermajority in the General Assembly, say they're open to minor adjustments to the legislation but don't support Republican calls for a comprehensive rewrite. Carrion Gatewood heads the Illinois Justice Project, part of a coalition that backed the measure. He says they're willing to look at small fixes to ensure the new law is applied fairly.
organization, Illinois Justice Project, stands in support of the Safety Act. Also, we understand that there's a need to work on some tweaks and some changes to make sure that when the bill rolls out, when the effective date hits, it works.
Mark Richardson reporting.
Finally, Mike Bowen lets us know the University of Wisconsin won a recent legal battle to accusations of animal abuse within its research facilities.
The case had to do with the university restricting social media comments critical of certain conditions. Those comments were posted by Maddie Cranzo, who graduated from UW in 2013 and is now an animal rights advocate. Her lawsuit was dismissed, but Cranzo feels what she witnessed while working in the school's facilities as a student is commonplace across the U.S.
The people who are making the decisions are not considering truly the needs of these animals, and that would have to change.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.